In terms of tonight's good, we're just going to break across to you.
I'll hand you over to Kevin who's speaking to Declan Devine there.
Well, Declan, you wanted a response from your player, and you certainly got that with a 3-1 victory.
Absolutely. I thought some of the football play tonight was outstanding. People are putting a bunch of young players down in the last couple of games, and you know, we keep coming back for more. We've 7 under-22s, under-23s playing tonight. It's a young squad. We need people to get behind it. You know, and if we can get behind what is predominantly a very young team, then if you look at the football that was played tonight, it was of the highest order.
That's one limb you're talking about, the young boys. Two boys that stood out was obviously Patrick McElhinney and young Michael Duffy. Really did well.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. You know, that's the talent. We have so many young players at this club that we need to build a successful team around all these young players. We could be at the top of Irish football for the next 10 years if we can evolve this bunch of young players. There's 14 players in our group that's under 24 years of age. If we can hold those players and add Dick Risley, then there's no reason why Derry City can't be dominant in Irish football for a long time.
It's great. Cheers,
Declan. I know you. I think Kevin's going to speak to one of the men who really stood out for the Candy Stripes tonight. It's going to be Patrick McElhinney.
Well, Patrick, you must be delighted about that. And a midfield role too for yourself.
It's always tough coming down here. They're fitting. We run all day, like, but happy enough playing centre middle. That's what I played when I was younger, like, so it's not bad.
It's one of them decisions, obviously, this week that the manager made, to be freezing things up.
I was obviously disappointed not being left out in the semi-final, but he explained to me what happened and stuff, so understood, and he said I was going to be playing today, so I was up for it. Like.
It was one of them where Declan spoke earlier in the week that the players need to give a response. We certainly done that, particularly in the first half.
100% we moved it well, like, in the first half, and obviously RP, like, he's a deadly finisher, you can miss nothing, he's took his two goals well, but it's a brilliant one now, move on.
That's just about to say, that's basically now onwards and upwards.
100%, like, we've massive games now coming up and run the league. How did our results go?
Well, there was the big victories for St Pat's and Dundalk. I think Dundalk held on. St Pat's won 4-0, so they did, with a couple of men sent off. Shamrock Rovers had. So it's a big result for them, but Derry had they won.
As I said, like, we just looked after ourselves and we got our 3 points and we just move on now.
That's great, Patrick. Thanks very much.
So there you are, folks. You cannot get better than that. Live reaction from the manager and what the Driving 5 man of the match, Patrick McElhinney, straight after the game. Thanks to Kev McLaughlin and Patty, our technical director, for organising that one. You know what it's like, folks, for the fans, by the fans, every match, home and away this season.